Betty Blue's Junk Shop is an antique resale store in town. It's got everything from Recessa babies to old records to mannequin faces. Something strange has been happening there lately.
We caught wind of it, so we're here at Betty Blue's Junk Shop today to see for ourselves what really is going on.
And then on the video, like you see this fall and then these kind of...
That's Kim, the owner, talking to paranormal investigators she's invited to find out whether there really are spirits.
She says the activities began shortly after a shop moved into the building on South Plumer Avenue.
We heard voices, conversations happening that we couldn't pinpoint.
Kim says she was able to nail down when and where things were happening after she got security cameras. She and her employee Lisa went through hours of footage to find out that it was more than just things accidentally falling over.
And she started posting those videos on Facebook, where Tucson researchers investigating paranormal sightings or trips saw them and asked Kim if they could come by and check out the shop. Rebecca is one of the trip's investigators.
We do audio recordings with digital voice recorders. We use various video equipment with infrared vision, night vision, full spectrum. We use still cameras.
One type of equipment Trips uses is something called the Spirit Box. Carrie, another Trips investigator, explains what it does.
It's like a modified radio. And the theory is with the sweep rate, it scans through all the frequencies. And spirits can supposedly manipulate this energy to form words or sentences.
The investigators asked if we wanted to try the Spirit Box. So we turned down the lights and fired it up in the middle of Betty Blue's junk shop.
And what we heard was a bit unsettling.
We have a couple of new guests this evening, and we're hoping that you'll at least speak up and say hello for us. As always, we come here with absolute respect. We mean you no harm, no disrespect. We're not here to chase you away or ask you to leave. How many spirits are here with us tonight? 70? Did you answer 70? I think it's the prankster at work.
Yeah, it doesn't mean there's 70 here. It just means that's what they said. So,
I mean, it'd be awfully crowded.
So there probably aren't 70 spirits at Betty Blue's, but hearing a clear response was a bit perplexing to our skeptical minds.
But we kept asking more questions. We had to be sure that this was not just a coincidence.
I need help.
But we never could figure out what exactly the spirit needed help with.
Maybe it was cookies. Trip's investigator Rebecca says the spirits wanted cookies, so they brought some and placed them on the counter.
So even though that "I need help" part was pretty scary, these spirits at Betty Blue's don't seem to want to hurt people. Rebecca from the investigators is quite sure that the spirits at Betty Blue's are just pranksters.
As a group, we agree that there is nothing malicious or harmful, threatening in any way. What we suspect is, for whatever reason, at least three spirits, entities, whatever you want to call them, people call them different things, are attracted to this location. They're comfortable here, and they seem to have a sense of humor, almost like pranksters.
So what could be causing them to linger here? Deb, one of the investigators, says she's not sure.
There could be an attachment, like we've just discussed earlier, attachment to the owner or to the area or to anything, any of the people that have been in and out.
The owner, Kim, still doesn't know why or how these paranormal events are happening.
Yeah, I've never had any experiences before. Like, I wouldn't consider myself sensitive or anything like that, but I would say I'm an open-minded skeptic. I mean, when stuff happens that you can't explain and you can catch video and audio evidence of it and you still can't explain it.
We asked the neighbor if he'd seen anything strange. Mike Blass is always around in the area because his wife owns Laverna's Diner, which is right next door to Betty Blue's.
And when we asked him if he'd noticed any paranormal activities around here...
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
There's a few strange customers from time to time. But otherwise, It's pretty normal. I've never seen anything here.
But we did hear those voices from the spirit box. That's something that cannot be denied.
They could have been spirits or ghosts. They could have been something else. But it definitely didn't seem human.
So believe what you want. But Betty Blue's junk shop may actually be home to wandering spirits who just want to have some fun. I'm Kayla Samoy.
And I'm Yuhyun Jung.
For Arizona Spotlight.